Memorizing God's word is not only a good way to make better use of our brains, but is also a good way to grow spiritually. God wants us to trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. And after we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, God also wants us to grow in our knowledge of him. We grow in our knowledge of him when we memorize God's word. I know that it's sometimes hard to memorize Bible verses. Sometimes it feels like we just can't do it. I find that more and more as I get older. It sometimes feels like memorizing is just for younger kids. Do you think that you are too old to memorize God's word? Memorizing is not just for Sparkies and TNTs. It's for everyone, for those of us who are leaders, those of us who are parents. Here's something really interesting. Did you know that everyone who works at Awana headquarters in Illinois memorizes God's word together? Every year from August through May, the staff at Awana headquarters work to memorize different passages of God's word. There are people who work at headquarters who are younger, around age 20. There are people who work there that are over 90 years old. One of the things that we have done to try to incorporate Awana into the church and into the families is something called truth scripts. Truth scripts are chosen passages that Awana has chosen and has pins for, and they are for anyone who can memorize that passage and say it. We said in Awana that if kids could get their family and friends to do it, if they would come and do it, then their team would get those points. I know some of us have started, but we started truth scripts about only maybe 3 months ago, and most of us weren't quite brave enough to make a stab at it. Every time I'd have it on my thing, try to do your truth script for the kids, and then I'd always miss it, or I would forget, or I would be scared I would forget and miss it. But that's something that all of the church can be involved in as well, and it's really nice to show the other kids. If we had some other people from the church that could come up on awards nights, we have them twice a year and receive their truth script pins to show kids that there's never a point at which you don't stop memorizing and knowing God's word. To that end, I challenge the kids to each have something that they have memorized, brushed up for today. But when you bring them up here, they kind of panic. So here's how we're going to do it. The Awana kids are going to be chipped for me. Are you guys evenly distributed? You're kind of heavy on this side, so you guys might have to work a little harder. What we're going to do is we are going to get one side a chance for an Awana kid to give us one thing that they've memorized. When they tell us what we've memorized, the other side has to match it. Now, that can be anyone that is not in Awana has to say a verse, any verse that you know or memorize, and we're not going to be looking it up to see if you got the words wrong. We won't even double check that you got the references exactly right. What we want to show the kids is that when we have memorized scripture, even as a really young kid, especially as a really young kid, it sticks with us and we remember it. So if you guys could just, while you're waiting to be poked at, think of your favorite verse, the one that you know, the one that you've called on before. Like I said, we're not looking for word perfect. You don't have to get your badge today, but Awana kids from this side, do I have the first volunteer? And you don't have to come up. I will come to you. All right. Well, let's get our alpha winner here starting the ball rolling. What do you know?
James 1:19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Good job. Do you know your reference? References are always the hard part. But you know, you don't have to look it up if you memorize it. Okay. Who can challenge with a verse? Who knows a verse on this side? Matthew.
Hebrews 9:15, for this reason Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who have been called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant.
Okay, wait. Side one, we need a non-Awaner. Who is not an Awana that can say a verse?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Half the congregation now has to think of a different verse. Okay, this side, non-Awana, where's my volunteer? You know, if you don't volunteer, you get voluntold. You got one?
Matthew 7:7. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given to you. Knock and the door shall be open unto you.
All right. Back to Awana.
John 1:3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things are made, and without him nothing that has been made was made.
All right. Challenge out there, Awana. Oh, I got two. All right. I'll take the closest one and I'll come back.
Luke 12:6-7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God? Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not be afraid, for you are worth much more than many sparrows.
I told you they weren't little verses. Okay, so we need a nanawana from this side. Who's a nanawana? Ha ha. You may be tiny, but you're not yet. What have you know?
John 7:17. The word is true.
There's an awana coming up for us. Give her a hand. Good job. There's another one that's going to be running for points total someday. All right, this side, Nanawana.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? You are not no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men.
See, this is why you volunteer first, or they're still your verses. You guys are in Sunday school together. All right, we got an awana on this side.
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Okay, challenge over to this side. Who's an awana with a verse left? Miranda's got one.
Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but as a gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast.
Good job. Okay. Is there anyone on this side from Awana that has a verse ready that hasn't got a chance to say it that wants to?
Revelations 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Anyone else from Awana on this side that didn't get a chance to do it that wants to? Okay, last call. Anyone from Awana that has one ready that didn't get a chance to? You did one already. Anyone that didn't get a chance? That's it, Jessica. Don't get bested by your sisters now. Come on.
Titus 3:5. For you are not saved. He saved you not from the... Oh my. Let me see. He saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by Holy Spirit.
It is so good to see so much scripture pouring out of such small people. Thank you so much, everyone that shared with us. If you could look in your Bibles, and they'll beat you at this because we do sword drills all the time. We're looking for Colossians 3:16, but I won't make you fire and stand up. But do find it. And I'm betting the Awana people beside you are one of the quick to find it. It's getting harder to tell who's first now because by the time I finish saying it and I go to look up, some kid's standing up already. But if I could have someone read that out nice and loud for us, please. Tanner, can you read it for us? You got it?
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach, admonish one another with wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing with God with gratitude in your hearts.
The first of those words, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word dwell means to reside, to stay, to settle, to inhabit. When something dwells, it settles down and it gets comfortable. So when the verse says that we should let the word of God dwell in us, it means that the word of God should be settled within us. It should be residing in us, which means it should have an impact and it should be evident. The way we live our lives and the way we talk and the way we treat others will show others whether or not the Word of God actually dwells within us. It is important to memorize God's Word, but it is also important to understand what we're memorizing. So it's important to really think about what God's Word is saying. Just like we did with Colossians 3:16, understanding what we're memorizing will help us in many ways. One way that memorizing helps us is when we're talking with our friends and they ask us questions about Jesus and the Bible. The more we know about God's Word and the more that we have memorized and understand it, the easier it will be to talk to our friends and answer their questions. And you don't also have that moment of panic going, there's something about the Bible that says something about this that might be useful. Because if it's right there, you will have it when you need it. Another way that memorizing and understanding God's Word will help us is when we need to make decisions. We will be able to make better decisions, and we will know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. The larger headquarters of Awana commissioned a study. They wanted to know what the impact of Awana is on kids as they go throughout their lives. It would be more helpful. They were comparing Awana alumni's beliefs and behaviors with the rest of America. The larger headquarters is in the States. In 2007, an independent research firm conducted a nationwide survey of adults ages 19 to 32 who participated as kids in Awana, in an Awana ministry, for 6 to 10 years. There were 721 participants. The alumni were asked the same questions as had been asked in a 2005 Gallup poll study from Baylor University, and they used that as their benchmark. The Gallup survey measured the religious beliefs, the faith-driven behaviors, and the moral attitudes of Protestants, the U.S. general population, the attitudes of Protestants, and then the general U.S. population. Its purpose was to gauge whether men and women stand, where men and women stand on such issues as the existence of God, Christ's deity, their views on the Bible, spiritual practices across the different denominations, and then outside of Christianity. The goal of Awana in their study was to find out whether or not their alumni enter adulthood prepared to know, love, and follow Christ for a lifetime. According to the study results, the alumni Awana are far more likely than other Americans, much more likely than Protestants as a whole, and generally more likely even Americans who attend church once or more a week, to have no doubt that God exists. They are more likely to believe that God is, that Jesus is the Son of God. They trust the truthfulness and the accuracy of the Bible. They read their Bible regularly. Attend worship services at least weekly. They resist the temptation to leave the church. They pray up to several times a day. They give more money to their church. They participate in Bible studies or Sunday school. Participation in church-related events. They share their faith with non-believing friends and strangers. Engage in missionary and community outreach programs. And spend more time volunteering in their church and their community. Looking at that, kids who have been in Awana, to know that when they grow into adulthood, those are the behaviors and those are the beliefs that they are more likely to have than others, really is the main focus of why we all go on a weekly basis to work with these kids. We want to equip them for a lifetime of being with Christ, to have the tools that they need and the desires that they have so that they are not going to go astray. Church attendance, just in comparison, only 1.8% of Awana alumni surveyed had dropped out of church as adults. That's compared to 36% of Americans that were going to church at age 12 and then as adults became unchurched. That's a significant difference. To have their word in their hearts is something that they take with them. When they get to university, they get extremely challenged. They are told that what they believe is fairy tales. They are told that that's not really what the Bible says. They're told that, well, it's just how you interpret it and you're not interpreting it properly. kids that go through Awana that get packed full of scripture, which is our main focus. We do games and we do songs and we have fun times so that kids are having so much fun, they don't know how hard they're working. But they are filling themselves with God's word. And that's what's going to keep them afloat. That's what they're going to keep relying on, and that's going to help them hold a steady course. So that's why we have the vision we have for Awana. That's why we want to see it grow. That's why we'd love to see all of the kids coming from the church, coming from outside of the church. It's a great ministering tool to bring kids into church, but it is also equipping the ones that we already have in church to support the parents at home, to support the Sunday school program, to support everything that we do in church and that we do as parents so that we have kids who can stand. When we invest time to store God's word in our minds and hearts, we reap the rewards for a lifetime. There's kind of a trickle-down effect, too, because when you have kids that are sitting there memorizing, there's kids that are making sure that they're pulling out their stuff and they're looking, then you'll notice if you missed yours today or if you're all of a sudden too busy clearing the table, and then you actually stop what you're doing and remember to take that time because we want to set an example and we want to participate. And it is a good, fun thing to participate together. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this year of Awana. We thank you for bringing us through everything this year, for the blessings you have bestowed on us, for the needs that you have met even before we ask. We just thank you, Lord, for all of the kids and how special they are to all of us leaders. We thank you for the privilege to be able to work in their life. We thank you that we can stand with them. We thank you for the parents that diligently drive them every week, for all of the volunteers who help out, for everyone who comes and participates and supports, Lord. We thank you for all of the church that supports the ministry financially and with whatever needs we have. We just thank you and feel so blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.